In this meditation, I want us to use our imagination to place ourselves in a situation where we can experience the unconditional love of God for each one of us. To do this, we must begin and end with prayer. Father in heaven, and yet Father very close, Abba, doting Father of all mankind, we praise you and we bless you. We join Brother Jesus, who both revealed your nature and embodied it in our world. We join Jesus that we might come to know the strength of your love. Bless us now as we take the time to allow you to express your love for us. We who are so precious to you, Almighty God, yet devoted Father of each one of us. Help us now to feel your love, to feel loved just for ourselves, loved here and now as we are. Touch our heart so that we will never be the same again. In Jesus' name, Amen. I want you to imagine that you are standing at a doorway. You're outside in a cold yard. The door is open, and inside is full of people. Yet you don't want to go inside, preferring to stay outside in the cold. As you stand there in the cold, I want you now to recall your worst sin, something that perhaps greatly embarrasses you, something that may well upset you. Think back to that time. What time and place, what situation comes to mind? This is not easy to face, especially if you believe it is very serious and you were at fault. But stay with this memory, perhaps long past, perhaps very fresh in your mind. Did you betray a loved one by doing something bad? Or maybe failing to do something right? Is someone deeply hurt by what you did? Are they still hurting today? As you think back to this thing, don't try to rationalize your sin or explain it away. And certainly don't try to exaggerate it to make it more than it was. Just stay with the facts and feel the sad and bad emotions that rise in your heart. What is the worst sin you've ever committed? None of us want to face this darkness, scary, unsettling. But try and stay with the negative feelings just now. As you stand at the doorway, I want you to realize now that something is happening inside. Jesus is there, and he's in the midst of a crowd of angry men. He's on trial for his life, and we know he will shortly be put to death. These men are shouting at him, abusing him. Take time to absorb the scene. It's an awful scene. You feel wretched enough, but now you want to run far away and hide. Don't run away. Stay with the pain. Your pain, his pain. This is hard for us to do. Remember your sin and feel for his predicament, his passion. Your sin, my sin, our sin has put Jesus there. Imagine now that in spite of the crowd and the commotion, Jesus is turning and looking directly at you. As you stand at that doorway, in your inner vision, see him looking at you. What do you see? What do you see in his look? Is he perhaps angry with you? You whose sin has put him there? Is he disappointed with you? You who have had so much grace and blessing? Is he cold and distant with you? As if you didn't matter to him? What do you see in his look? What did Peter see at the point of his greatest sin and betrayal? Look at Jesus now, looking at you, and see a look of purest love. In that look, recognize your loving Lord. His look says it all. I love you. I have always loved you. And I always will love you. The Son of God loves you. Loves you now as you are. And gladly suffers for you. Scripture says, what proves that God loves us is that Jesus died for us while we were still sinners. Can you see that love in his eyes now? You are loved, not for what you might become, but as you are now. So much so, there is nothing you can do, good or bad, that will stop God loving you. For there are absolutely no strings attached to his love. Even at the point of your greatest sin, he returns profound love. Can you stay with this love? Such great love strips away our pride. It is all his gift. We have done nothing to merit it. Neither can we do anything to remove it. Unconditional love. See it in his eyes right now as he turns and looks at you. Your choices for good or bad will determine your eternal destiny. But even if you were to end up in hell itself, he will not stop loving you. As you stand at that doorway, outside looking in, can you look straight at Jesus? Can you see him looking straight at you? Can you see the love in his eyes for you? Peter ran away and cried bitterly, but his tears were healing tears, and he was strong afterwards. We can only really face our sin, our true sin, not exaggerated or minimized, if we first absorb his love. His great love, unconditional, freely given to us as we are right now, will illuminate who we are. Can you hold his gaze right now? Can you see that great love, given for all time and confirmed by the blood of the cross? Look at Jesus. Look at him looking at you. No reproach, no accusation, no blame, just purest love. Stay with that love and let it saturate you. Let it fill every fiber of your being. Let that amazing graced love fill your heart more than your mind. Experience now that you are loved. Always have been, always will be. At the moment of your greatest sin, you were loved. At the moment of your greatest terror, no matter how long past, you were loved. The real you, warts and all, loved by God who gave his Son for you. Stay with that love as we pray. Father, Abba Father, my Father, we praise and we bless you. So often we stand outside in a cold, dark place, and we fail to see your face. Give us this precious grace now, in this sacred moment, this holy now, when we can meet you. Give us the courage to look at Jesus and see him looking at us, looking at us with a gaze of purest love, your love. Help us to know in our heart that every hair on our head is counted. Every least and most trivial moment of our day is precious to you. You who gave Jesus as our wounded healer and saviour. Help us to remain in your unconditional love. This now and always evermore.